Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 1929, Everett Dennis and David Harbin.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1929 for Everett Dennis and David Harbin for a farm tractor and auto repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the applicant has stated that in addition to automotive repairs, he performs welding and repair work on farm equipment, which is a benefit to the area agriculture industry. Four, the use is conveniently located for area farmers and will reduce the distance that they will need to haul their tractors and equipment on area roadways for service. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the final site plan shall show all required parking and equipment storage areas. B, there shall not be any outside storage of junked or permanently inoperable vehicles, automobile parts, farm equipment, tires, or other materials used to repair cars or agriculture equipment. C, no vehicles for sale will be displayed on the premises. D, all repair work shall be inside the three-bay garage shop. The only repair work will be for automobiles, trucks, and farm equipment. E, the shop will be only operated between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until noon Saturday. F, there may only be one lighted sign on the property advertising this business, not to exceed 32 square feet in size on either side. G, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, the location for a possible dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan and it shall be screened from view of neighboring properties. And I, the site plan shall be the subject of approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1929, Everett Dennis and David Harbin, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.